Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking for ways to survive and prosper in today's beef business. Back on that in just a moment.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran-treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only, do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
How do we survive? How do we thrive in 2013? We asked Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel about that as it pertains to both our cow-calf operators, our stocker producers, as well as our feedlot operators.
Well, I really do think we've kind of turned the corner into a different way of operating as an industry. From a very long-term view, I mean, I don't expect grains to be as cheap in the future as they have been in the past. And in a world of higher-priced grains, that really implies structural change in the beef industry. Over the last, a really long period of time, 40 years or more, we've evolved from a, more forage-based industry to a very grain-intensive industry. And the reality of high-priced grain and high-priced fuel and fertilizer that goes along with that implies that we probably go back to being a more forage-based industry. So when you break that down, I think what it means for the cow-calf sector, the main thing for the next 5 or so years is going to be just the fact that cattle numbers are so tight. We have a need to rebuild to some level, and so there will be incentives. The calf prices will be there. I think the real challenge for cow-calf producers will be cost management, and whether or not high prices translates into profits will really depend on the ability to manage the cost side more than anything else. The stocker side probably actually has the best opportunity of anybody in this, because there is such an incentive in a world of high-priced grain to utilize more forage. In the place you use more forage in the live cattle production process is at the stocker level. You increase placement weights. You've got a wider range to work in. You've got more flexibility to utilize different kinds of animals in a stocker program and different kinds of stocker programs. And so I think there's a significant opportunity in that respect, even though, again, input costs will be somewhat high. On the other side, the next step up is where it really gets tough. The feedlot sector, we're sort of saying we're evolving against or evolving away a little bit from grain use in this industry. Numbers are tight. Feed is expensive. And so I think the struggle will continue there for feedlots. We had news this last week of a feedlot in Kansas closing the doors. I think there will be some more of that over the next 1 to 2 years that'll address some of that excess capacity that's been a problem in the industry for a long time.
So change is really upon us in a very real sense.
Change is upon us. It's full of challenges, but it's also got opportunities in it for a lot of places if you look for those. And so I think the trick is to try to anticipate where there are opportunities in all of this and embrace those rather than just trying to hang on to what has worked so well in the past but may not work so well in the future.
Some strategic ideas from livestock market economist Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Shorthorn 500 production sale coming up Saturday, October 27th at the Brooks Cattle Sale Facility in Marietta, Oklahoma. 7 outstanding Shorthorn breeders have contributed to the 70 lots to be sold. Herd sires, spring and fall pairs, bred cows and heifers, semen, embryos, and show steer prospects. For more information, check their listing on the auction page at OklahomaFarmReport.com or call Alan Sears at 970-396-7521. The Shorthorn 500 production sale, October 27th. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.